September 20, 1929, How Jesus Alone Has Sufficient Words in Order to Speak About the Divine Will. How the creature can say, I possess everything. How the divine will forms its paradise wherever it reigns. My little intelligence keeps wandering freely within the immense sea of the divine volition, and it can just barely retain little drops of the many truths and innumerable beauties that belong to it. Oh! Unreachable, lovable and adorable will, who will ever be able to say about you the all that you are, and to narrate your long and eternal story? Neither angels nor saints will have sufficient words in order to speak about you. And much less do I, who am the tiny little ignorant one, who can only babble about a will so holy. So, while my mind was wandering in the divine fiat, my lovable Jesus, making himself seen, told me, My daughter, only your Jesus can have sufficient words in order to speak to you about my eternal volition, because, by divine nature, I am the will itself. But I must limit myself in speaking, because your small capacity cannot embrace and comprehend and enclose all that belongs to it, and I have to content myself with making known to you little drops of it, because your created mind cannot contain its immense and uncreated sea. And these little drops I change into words, in order to adapt myself to your small capacity, and so make you comprehend something about my indescribable and immeasurable fiat. It is enough to say that my divine will is everything, encloses everything. If even just a coma of all that exists were missing in it, it could not be called the all. Therefore, in order to enter into my fiat, the creature must empty herself of everything, reduce herself to that point as when her creator, calling her from nothing, gave her existence, to the way in which the creative power of my divine will created her, beautiful, empty of everything, and filled only with the life of the one who had created her. In the same way, as the soul lets herself be invested again by the creative power of my fiat, its light and its heat will empty her and will make her again beautiful, just as when she came out of nothing, and will admit her to live in the all of my will. And, in it, the creature will breathe the all, she will feel herself all sanctity, all love, all beauty, because the all of my divine fiat will keep her within its sea, in which the all will be at her disposal. Nothing will be given to her by half or in small proportions, because one who is the all is able to give all of himself, not by measure. And only in my will can the creature say, I possess everything, even more, the all is mine. On the other hand, one who does not live in my divine will, since her being is not under the empire of the creative power, cannot possess all the fullness of a divine life, nor will she feel herself all filled to the brim of her soul with light, with sanctity, with love, to the point of overflowing outside and forming seas around her, to the extent of feeling that everything is hers. At the most, she may feel small divine particles, the impression of grace, of love, of sanctity, but not everything. And so, this is why only one who lives in my fiat is the only fortunate one to be preserved in the prodigy of her creation and to have the rights to possess and to live in the abundance of the goods of her Creator. After this, I continued my acts in the divine will, and my lovable Jesus added, My daughter, one who lives in my fiat will have the great good of possessing a divine will on earth, which will be for her the bearer of imperturbable peace, of immutable firmness. My fiat will raise her in a divine manner. In each act she does, it will give her a sip of our divine being, so that there might be no quality of ours which is not centralized in this creature. Not only this, but my volition will delight in enclosing in her my divine will bearer of happiness, with which it makes all the blessed happy, so that not even this may be missing in one who lives in it. In such a way that, when she comes into our celestial fatherland, she will bring her paradise of joy and of happiness, all divine, as the triumph of her having lived in our fiat. And while she comes to find yet more surprising beatitudes, because my will is never exhausted and has always something to give, the creature will find her own joys and the happiness which my will enclosed in her when she was on earth. Therefore, rise evermore in it, expand your boundaries, because the more of divine will you take on earth, the more our life will grow in you, and the more happiness and joys you will enclose in your soul. And the more of them you will bring, the more you will be given in heaven, in our celestial fatherland. May everything be for the glory of God and the fulfillment of His most holy will. Deo gratias.